Well, Gary, looking ahead to the championship, going into it on a good form, certainly a good warm-up competition in the Leo Murphy Cup.
Yeah, look, the Leo Murphy Cup will give us good preparation and getting players used to playing competitive football, and that's what it's about to this time of the year.
Yeah, you won all your games as well, and you won them pretty convincingly, you know, big run up big margins.
Yeah, look, come here, we go out to play football, and it's good to get victories. There were some tight games. The Roscommon game was only 4-4 between it and stuff like that. Derry, we know we're late in the first day. We just go out to play football, and we got the results at the right time for us.
Yeah, and I know that you used something like, what, 26 players. Did you get a look at everybody in your squad?
Overall, there are 28 players used, and then there were knocks and injuries that we didn't get an opportunity to look at all the players, and they're in rehab stages, so some of them may be seen throughout the championship and some may not. It just depends on our physio, Cal Ellis, who's doing massive work with them to see their availability come championship.
Yeah, well, what Donald McBride was on the last day, he'd been on the long-term injured list. He came on as sub. Jimmy Grant is still in rehab, is he?
Yeah, Jimmy's still in rehab, and it's very doubtful for the championship. It's just through a medical issue that Jimmy has there. So, look, it's unfortunate for Jimmy. He's been out for a number of months now, and look, we have to get on with it. The late see Donald getting some game time against Tyrone. It was important for Donald to get a bit of game time, and he's making a good recovery.
Yeah, and the one thing I noticed during the campaign, because I saw most of your games, you certainly tested the versatility of the players. You used them in quite a few positions.
Yeah, look, it was a fact-finding mission, the Development League, and there's no question about that, and that's what we used it for. We could see who best fits where, and that's what it was about.
Yeah, and was that with the frame of mind of maybe horses for courses?
Yeah, look, it's all about who fits in well, the systems of how we're going to try to play our style of football and the work we're doing on the ground. And then there are days there where we felt that maybe we were late and we got the opportunity to dig deep into the panel, and we're delighted to have a good strong panel that we could reach into it, and that gives an opportunity to make positional switches.
I suppose Sean Doherty at full-back, he's the one player probably that did nail down a position. He certainly was one of your outstanding players. Bobby McGettigan in that full-forward certainly caused a lot of problems. And I know you didn't play him at full-forward in all games. He's an option for midfield as well. But, you know, there's goals in this team.
Ah, look, we're delighted we had the goals when they came. They came at the right time. They're hard worked. The goals, when they did come in the game, the games are at crucial stages that helped us with our victories, and I was experimenting. Bobby has done really well in full forward for us, so he has
obviously backbone by a lot of what I think up to 11 of last year's squad or last year's team.
Yeah, look, there's 11 there, but that doesn't mean any guarantee starts either. They realise that they're a good stock coming on behind them, and they're all hungry for positions. You named Sean Doherty earlier, for example, was one of them, and young Oisin Caulfield, Kyle Murray, they're all putting their hands up and delighted to see that. And it's good to see that Donegal has maybe got a structure and a conveyor belt coming through, and that's what's happening.
Yeah, Kieran Tobin, your captain, led by example.
Yeah, look, Kieran is a natural leader on and off the field, and he was the right fit for it. And it wasn't what we say to select the captain. Kieran's name was always popping up among the management, and for the attitude and the commitment he brings to the county. And we've seen that with his club in St. Eunan's this year. Mm-hmm. And look, he's a right fit for that.
Yeah, and Armagh, your opponents yet again, beat them last year in the first round in Ballybuffet. Another crack at them in Ballybuffet.
Well, look, at Armagh will always come, no matter what Armagh team, they'll come physicality. No doubt Oisin and Barry will be taking this under 20 team in the same frame of mind, that they will be physical, and it's a different team, a different age group. It's always different years that comes with it, and so Armagh are expecting to be a physical battle come Ballybuffet.